Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records number 1284, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's show, we'll enjoy some cigars, have a vocabulary lesson, hear some songs about baskets, and have yet another episode of One Thing in Common. Back on the February 2nd show, I mentioned that Kate Smith was a regular patron of La Palina, an Italian restaurant at 179 Navy Street in Brooklyn, and it was actually she who came up with the name for the restaurant, because her CBS Network radio program, Kate Smith and Her Swanee Music, was sponsored by La Palina Cigars. I also mentioned that you can still dine at La Palina and smoke a La Palina. I'll make a point of eating at La Palina next time I'm in New York, and I was able to find out the backstory on La Palina Cigars. The brand was created in Chicago in the late 1800s by Sam Paley. The cigars were expensive and manufactured in the Bahamas. Now, if the name Paley rings a bell, it's because Sam Paley's son was William S. Paley, who loved radio more than cigars, and left the family cigar business to turn the Columbia Phonographic Broadcasting System into the CBS Radio Network, and later founded the CBS Television Network. When Sam Paley retired in 1926, the La Palina brand was sold and became defunct. William S. Paley's son, William S. Paley Jr., always loved cigars, and in 1990 began working to bring back the La Palina brand, which he has been able to do quite successfully. I paid a visit to my local tobacconist the other day and bought a couple of La Palina Goldie cigars. They're named after Paley's paternal grandmother and made in Miami. Every single one hand-rolled by just one woman. I haven't had the chance to enjoy them yet, but in the meantime, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about cigars, beginning with a familiar song from an unfamiliar band.
What's that cheering all about? Why do all those people shout? Hear 'em bing, bang, banging on those pails. It can't be Hoover, can't be Ford. Everybody's running toward. Must be Lindbergh or the Prince of Wales. Is that him passing by? Say, folks, I know that guy. He's a big man from the South. Just a great big man from the South. He's got a big cigar in his mouth, so I know he's from the South. Say, Julie, my wife has been nursing a grouch.
Is that right, Denny? I didn't know you were sick.
Ha, ha, ha.
What would you give to be single again?
My wife.
Ha, ha, ha.
Say, Denny, you know my girl is saving the kisses?
Oh, yeah? Is that right, Julie?
Well, I'd like to see the collection.
Ha, ha, ha!
For you a ninepenny cigar. I smoked it up till Easter, then me dear devoted wife said, "Why don't you throw the end?" The guy said, "I'm not on your life with the end of me old cigar. Hoorah, hoorah, hoorah. I stole a Piccadilly and they fancy I'm the Shah. It isn't because I'm handsome or that I'm a la-di-da. I tickle the people's fancies with the end of me old cigar." The wits and Monday we all toddled to the zoo. I puffed away at my cigar and I choked the kangaroo. The monkey started coughing and the tiger had to sneeze. But when the elephant said he'll stop that smoking if you please, with the end of me old cigar, hoorah, 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 I tickled up the elephant that came from Zanzibar. "Oh, what a funny tale he's got," said my wife, dear mama. "That isn't the elephant tale," said I, "the end of me old cigar. Where the end of me old cigar, 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 cigar. I tinkled up the elephant that came from Zanzibar. Oh, what a funny town it got," said my wife, dear mama. "That isn't the elephant town," said I, "the end of me old cigar."
Bebop be darned, the butter ain't churned.
Now when the purple dust is on the skylight, I'm a-stealing across the meadows of your heart. High up in the sky the little stars climb, reminding me that we was far apart. You've blundered down the lanes and wandered far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the cigar dust of yesterday, the music past my ears gone by. Is now the cigar dust of yesterday, the music past my ears gone by. Come to think of it, I'm out as a wandering wild, spend a lonesome night a dreaming of a song, 'cause my melody's got a remedy when I'm once again with you. And a love was new and a kiss was insulation, dagnabbit, that is long ago, and our conversations in the cigar dust of a song. And then beside the garden wall, a star got bright and he was in my arms, and a nightingale with a feather in her tail, and a pair of dice where the roses growed. Though I dreamed in vain, in my heart it will cigar dust melody, 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 just a memory of love, careless love, careless love, careless love, love's
re-friend.
Stardust, one of the most popular and enduring jazz standards of the 20th century, was written in 1927 by Hoagy Carmichael, with lyrics added later by Mitchell Parrish. It's been recorded more than 1,500 times since, and so was bound to be the object of a parody. I don't know if there are others, but we just heard Red Engel and his Natural Seven, with their 1947 version on Capitol titled Cigar Dust, with vocalist Joe Stafford credited as Cinderella G. Stump. William Crump was born in Shoreditch, England in 1866, and first appeared in music hall at the age of 15 using the stage name Will Conray. A few years later, he changed it to Harry Champion, under which he became one of music hall's most successful artists. And before Cigar Dust, we heard Harry Champion with The End of My Old Cigar, written by David Wharton and R.P. Weston, recorded in London around November of 1914 on Pathé 9037. Before that, one of three tunes on Edison 24-minute long-playing record 10004-L, the Edison Woodwind Ensemble, with Cigarieres, a habanera, a slow Cuban dance, written by Giovanni Battista Gervasio. A cigarieri is a cigarette or cigar maker. The original recording was made December 16, 1913, but apparently not issued in any other format. The Edison Woodwind Ensemble is actually the National Promenade Band, directed by Eugene Jaudis. We started that Stogie set with The Man from the South with the Big Cigar in His Mouth, written by Rube Bloom and Harry M. Woods. Joe Venuti's Blue Four first recorded it in 1928, and Ted Weems made it a big hit in 1930, but we heard it by Julie Wintz and his Mayflower Orchestra with the vocal by Denny Curtis. Takes 2 and 3 from January 14, 1930, were issued on Harmony 1092-H, as well as Velvet Tone and Diva. This is the first time on the show for Julie Wintz, but not the last time, and he'll have his own birthday segment on the July 27th show. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. A couple of weeks ago, I mentioned the BBC Green Book. The BBC Variety Program's Policy Guide for Writers and Producers, commonly referred to as the Green Book, is a booklet of guidelines issued by the British Broadcasting Corporation in 1949 to the producers and writers of its comedy programs. It detailed what was then permissible as comedy material, but its bureaucratic tone and outlandish restrictions caused great amusement in the comedy world at the time, and most of its content is now completely out of date. It was a confidential document and was kept under lock and key with access controlled by the head of Variety. The full text was published with the BBC's permission in 1976. Now in its seventh edition, the Green Book is now titled BBC Editorial Guidelines. As I was perusing the original BBC Green Book, the following lines caught my attention. Good taste and decency are the obvious governing considerations. The vulgar use of such words as basket must also be avoided. So you know what happens now, don't you? That's right. We have a basket segment.
Funny guy, you'll see him passing by, man from Mexicana. He's got such a funny cry, I bet you'll wanna buy baskets for mañana. Vile, 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 have you heard the basket weaver man? Vile, 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 he will always tell you all he can. He can weave a basket made of dreams, filled with flowers, moonlight and mountain streams. Vile, 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 all the little babies sing his song. Vile, 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 you can hear him sing it all day long. Who's that boy beside him? Why, it's Peter Pan, with the old basket weaver man.
He can weave a rainbow, he can weave a sunbeam, he can weave a moonbeam
or an evening star.
He can take two sweethearts, weave them into one heart, weave them so they won't part
very, very far.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Vile, 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 all the little babies sing his song. Vile, 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 you can hear them sing it all day long. Who's that boy beside him? Why, it's Peter Pan with the old basket weaver man.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Vile, 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 yeah, yeah.
remember when I sang a tisket and a tasket, I lost my basket.
Oh yes we do, we're sorry that you lost it. We'll pay the cost of it to you.
Oh no, you don't have to, I've got good news for you. Just listen while I tell you of a dream come true. I found my yellow basket, oh yes I really did. Found the girl who took it, I knew just where she hid. She said that she was sorry and gave it back to me. Now I'm all so happy, happy as can be. I'm so happy, mm-hmm, happy, mm-hmm. I'm so happy I don't know just what to do. Now I'm on my way, feeling light and gay. A tisket, a tasket, found my yellow basket.
Put my banana in your fruit basket, and I'll be satisfied. Now I got the washbowl, my baby got the tub. We gonna put them together, gonna rub, rub, rub. Then I'm telling you, baby, I sure ain't got a knife. Let me put my banana in your fruit basket, and I'll be satisfied. Let my banana spoil now. Let my banana spoil now. I can see the way you can on. You don't want my banana no how. Now I got the dasher, my baby got the churn. We gonna churn, churn, churn until the butter comes. Then I'm telling you, baby, I sure ain't gonna knife. Let me put my banana in your fruit basket, then I'll be satisfied. Now my baby's got the claw, and I've got the needle. We gonna stick, 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 till we both will feel it. Then I'm telling you, baby, I sure ain't gonna knife. Let me put my banana in your fruit basket, and I'll be satisfied. Go on, let my banana run now. Go on, let my banana run now. I can see the way you can on, you don't want my banana no how. Now my baby got the meat, and I got the knife. I'm gonna do her cutting, this balance of my life. And I'm telling you, baby, sure ain't gonna knife. Let me put my banana in your fruit basket, and I'll be satisfied.
We started this baskety set with Del Courtney and his orchestra and Basket Weaver Man, composed by Walter Donaldson, with Del Courtney singing the Joseph McCarthy lyrics. That's from OK5720, June 28, 1940. Next was Van Alexander and his orchestra with a follow-up to Ella Fitzgerald's A Tisket a Tasket, I Found My Yellow Basket, written by Ella Fitzgerald and Chick Webb. The vocalist was not Ella Fitzgerald, but Shirley Brown. Bluebird B-10033 was recorded November 3, 1938. We finished up with what I suppose was the sort of song that the BBC was referring to in their prohibition against the word basket, Banana in Your Fruit Basket. That was Bo Carter singing his composition, June 4, 1931, on Columbia 14661-D. And remember, sometimes a banana is just a banana, and a fruit basket is just a fruit basket. It's time once again for another episode of One Thing in Common. You know, that's where we play a set of rapidly rotating records, which seemingly have nothing whatsoever to do with each other, yet have one thing in common. And here to start things off is Frank Westfall.
A miser old wants hid his gold. Beneath a ruined tree, my girl and I, we set out to try and find that LSD. The lightning flashed, the thunder roared, the wind it blew, and the rain it poured, as we searched for the miser's hoard under the blasted oak. My girl said, I feel damp, I've got the creeps and I've got the cramp, standing here without me gamp under the blasted oak. That miser was wiser than ever I could be. He blessed his wealth and he blessed himself, but he put a curse on me. I dug around the fungus plants, bitten by a million ants, and a swarm of bees settled down me pants under the blasted oak. I said we'll share equal shares. She caught my hand and I caught hers. A mad bull caught me unawares under the blasted oak. My pants were torn fore and aft. I got wild when my girl laughed and said, I'll bet you feel a draft under the blasted oak. That miser was wiser than ever I could be. He blessed his wealth, then he blessed himself, but he put a curse on me. While searching for that LSD, a flock of pigeons in the tree soon showed me what they thought of me under the blasted oak. Suddenly, a silence fell. A ghost appeared. I gave a yell. I cried that miser's here as well under the blasted oak. Then that ghost, all dressed in white, said as he hugged my girl tight, it's turned out nice again tonight under the blasted oak. That miser was wiser than ever I could be. He blessed his wealth, then he blessed himself, but he put a curse on me. To prove that ghost was just a cheat, I gently lifted up his sheet and ticked him in the dark retreat under the blasted oak. Thank you.
Pianola by Frank Westfall, Under the Blasted Oak by George Formby, and An Operatic Nightmare by Frank Banta. What do those three records have in common? Well, they all relate to the BBC Green Book, which was the subject of the previous segment. Pianist Frank E. Banta recorded An Operatic Nightmare on July 12, 1926, and on September 18th, and on October 22nd, a total of 16 takes in two different studios before they settled on take 10 to issue on Victor 20667. The Victor Ledgers describe it as an operatic insult, impudentia, and an operatic orgy. The label calls it a pianistic distortion of the Miserere, Mendelssohn's Wedding March, the Lohengrin Wedding March, Soldier's Chorus, Barcarolle, Aida March, arias from Tannhauser, Samson, Faust and Pagliacci, and the Rigoletto Quartet, all arranged by Felix Arndt, who also recorded An Operatic Nightmare for Victor about 10 years earlier. So how does this recording run afoul of the BBC Green Book? Well, it states that the jazzing by dance bands of classical tunes, or the borrowing and adaptation of them, is unacceptable. The Green Book also says, generally speaking, the use of expletives and forceful language on the air can only be justified in a serious dramatic setting where the action of the play demands them. They have no place at all in light entertainment, and all such words should be deleted from scripts, with innocuous expressions substituted. And what constitutes expletives and forceful language? Well, God, good God, my God, hell, damn, bloody, gorblimey, ready, and blasted, as in Under the Blasted Oak, written by George Formby and Frederick E. Cliff. Formby recorded it on October 11, 1942 for Regal Xenophone. That leaves us with Pianola, which Frank Westfall wrote and recorded on May 30, 1923, on Columbia A3930. What's that have to do with the Green Book? Well, the book says advertising of any sort is not normally allowed, and gratuitous publicity for any commercial undertaking or product may not be given. Occasionally, such references may be unavoidable, where, for instance, a commercial firm is sponsoring a public event, as in the Star Dancing Championships or the Melody Maker Dance Band Contest. Otherwise, mention of all firms, trade, and proprietary names is barred. But there was a whole list of trade names in the Green Book, which were now considered to be generic, including Vaseline, Spam, Gramophone, Bakelite, Cellophane, and Pianola. Pianola was a trademark of the Aeolian Company for their highest quality player pianos, first made in 1898. And thanks for playing One Thing in Common. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. This and all of our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. As a public service, it's time once again for another Rapidly Rotating Records vocabulary lesson. This week's word is cromulent, C-R-O-M-U-L-E-N-T. Cromulent is an adjective meaning acceptable and adequate, or just okay. Actually, cromulent is a made-up word from an episode of The Simpsons. In the scene, two teachers at Springfield Elementary School, Elizabeth Hoover and Edna Krabappel, are talking. Miss Hoover uses the word embiggen, meaning to make bigger or more expansive, enlarge or expand. Embiggen is, of course, a made-up word. The other teacher, Mrs. Krabappel, says, "Embiggen? I never heard that word before moving to Springfield." Miss Hoover replies, "I don't know why. It's a perfectly cromulent word." The joke is that the word cromulent is itself a made-up word and not at all okay, acceptable, or adequate. So for this segment, here are some perfectly cromulent tunes, beginning with Isham Jones.
I love you. Am I with you? Am I for you? I adore you more each day. I'm blasé, but I'll say, when you kiss me like this, you're okay. Thank you.
other, you have a set of rapidly rotating records that are perfectly cromulent, or okay. We started with Isham Jones and his orchestra with You're Okay, written by Mitchell Parrish and Mickey Bloom. The vocalist on Victor 24500, recorded December 15, 1933, is Eddie Stone. Trying to take advantage of the popularity of their original OK Laughing record, OK issued a couple of follow-ups, the second Laughing record, and the record we heard, Jokes, subtitled OK Laughing Dance Record, written by Justin Ring and Frederick W. Hager. That recording was made by the Riga Dance Orchestra in November of 1922. Take A was issued as Part 1 on the A side of the record, with Take E as Part 2 on the B side. I've played it by the New York Military Band on Edison, but we finished up with Sliding Sid, performed around June of 1919 by the OK Concert Band on OK 4004. Sliding Sid is credited to Harry J. Lincoln and Abe Losh, but Abe Losh is a pseudonym for Harry J. Lincoln, so they're the same person. You heard them a couple of weeks ago, and this was meant to be a full segment for Jim Miller and Charlie Farrell, but with all my yammering to this point, we'll be lucky to have time for even one of their records. But it's a good one.
Were only here today, I'd say. Bring on that rosy feather when life's a feather. Make me happy, happy hummingbird. Start every something shining on roses twining. Make me happy, happy hummingbird. That loving springtime melody that you compose will fill a weary soul like me with sweet repose. Sing of the twilight falling when love is calling. Make me happy, happy hummingbird.
Wawa, 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 what a gal. She's got that thing, I think you'll like her plenty. What a wah, 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 what a gal. You can have each hula, hot bamboo, baby. You can have each jolly, hot tamale sal. Put the wah, wah, gal in wah, wah, Cali, Yankee. What a wah, 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 what a gal. Or two, though she's just 20. What a wah, 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 what a gal. She's the reason fellas want to join the army. She can make a sailor leave his steamboat sound. Oh, that wah, wah, gal in an awa Caliente. What a wah, 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 what a gal. You break the Ten Commandments, and for her you double cross your own best pal. For the wah wah Cali, wah wah Caliente. What a wah 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 wah, what a gal.
Jim Miller and Charlie Farrell with "There's a Wah Wah Gal in Agua Caliente," written by Walter Donaldson. That's from Victor 22442, recorded May 29, 1930. And before that, Jim Miller and Charlie Farrell with "Happy Hummingbird," written by Mort Dixon and Harry Woods. Victor 21887 was recorded January 29, 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to rapidly rotating records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week. And as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.